settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Nick and Sylvie Avery.
Welcome to Spirit's Work, the show that's designed to stretch your mind and broaden your understanding about life on Earth, life after death, and life in other dimensions. And this week we'll be talking about developing your gifts of spirit. And this is part 9, and tonight we're going to be talking about psychic art and automatic writing. So if you'd like to join us with a question relating to our subject, maybe it's something that you had embarking on, or maybe it's something that you do. Anywhere in this region, it's an appropriate question for the show. Anyway, the number to call is 877-876-5227, and Canada is 888-810-8322. And if there's any international callers out there, if you're still up, if it's the middle of the night and you can't sleep, the number is 001-503-876-3222, but the international call isn't free like the others.
No, quite. And it's 8 hours difference, I think, GMT time.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, hello, I'm Nick Avery. At least I was when I last looked. As well as Spirit's Work on the wonderful BBSRadio.com every Mondays at 7 p.m. and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, we have another radio show, which is Spirit Teaching, on artistfirst.com every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific. If you want to know more about us, our books, CDs, book an Akashic reading, or any of the other services that we offer, please do go to our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. This is all because I am a deep trance medium. And as usual, live on the show, I'll be bringing through our resident spirit expert, Gregory Hay, will be speaking to you for the rest of the show. Gregory will be temporarily borrowing my body, and I won't be aware of anything that has happened. As Sylvie said, if you've got a question relating to our topic of discussion this show, please pick up the phone. We really would like to hear from you. It doesn't matter if you're coming from a novice point of view or from a professional point of view. We welcome any interaction. Anyway, I'm going to hand you back to Sylvie now, because I'm going to go to sleep. That's me.
Yeah, that's you. Bye, Mick.
Bye, then.
Okay. Gregory Hay had an Earth life 300 years ago and has come back to help us with the benefit of his education and development in the spirit world. Apart from his many other tasks in the spirit world, Gregory is a spokesperson for the educational group of highly evolved spirits called the White Cloud Group. He was asked to be the representative of the group, who consists of many, many great minds who want to help humanity and save our world. There are scientists, doctors, scholars of all description who are all behind the scenes as we speak. And our aim, as the mediums for the group, is to bring you truthful information and knowledge through our gifts of spirit, to help people enhance their lives and the lives of others, and to restore the balance and the well-being of the planet. And as you said, if you want to know more about us or our work and mixed trance, for instance, our website is spirit-teaching.com. And I'd just like to say that our next Akashic reading show, mini free Akashic reading show, will be the 11th of June, that's the Monday evening show like tonight, or the 14th of June, our Thursday afternoon show. We do have some spaces left, so if you think you would like a mini Akashic reading, we would need your full name at birth, including your middle names, your date of birth, your telephone number, and one question, and email that to enq@spirit-teaching.com. Alternatively, you can get a full reading from our website. If you want to go on there and have a look, see what we all have to offer, or any of the other services that we offer as well. Okay. So, as I say, tonight we're talking about automatic writing and psychic art and inspirational speaking, I believe, might fall into that category. I'm not sure. But anyway, that might delve into the trance area. But anyway, we're going to be speaking to Gregory Hay. Hello, Gregory.
Hello, my dear friend. With love and light, as always, be blessed upon your pathway.
So this is interesting because quite a lot of people have this gift, that it's something that seems to, that, say, for instance, in the automatic writing and psychic art area, where they don't necessarily know anything about mediumship. It's something that maybe it's the only thing that they do. Can you explain to us for what they are, for a start?
Yes, well, to begin with, they are completely different. So let us begin, perhaps, shall we say, with psychic art, as that may be the easier of the two to define. So psychic art may well be that you have someone who is very sensitive to energies or to any situation. It depends entirely upon what the artwork is, how it actually comes out, how it portrays itself. If it is actually a situation, for example, that it is a person who, to begin with, just maybe they just like drawing, and their eye, their sensitivity actually comes upon in a form of inspiration. And what actually happens there is that they perhaps just very, very tentatively link through, in fact, to the spirit world, believe it or not. They may not actually define it as that. They may just say, oh, well, it's just inspiration in my mind. But actually what's happening during that inspirational interlope, if you like, with the spirit world, because that is actually what's happening. It may well be that the person is searching for inspiration in some way, but actually what they're doing is absent-mindedly linking in to the spirit world. Now, in order to do this, you don't necessarily have to know all your guides' names or whatever. You don't actually necessarily have to be completely au fait, if you like, with the matters of the spirit world at all. It may just be that you still define it as a human being as being something of an inspirational nature. So then, there you are, you're sitting down at perhaps, and you have your block of paper or whatever, and you're just doodling, almost absent-mindedly perhaps, and actually perhaps linking in with energies that are around you. Now, so what this may be then, it may well be that you're looking at one particular person, but you're inspired to draw someone else alongside them, or perhaps not with them at all, not actually drawing the physical person, but just concentrating upon the image you see in your mind. What you're actually linking in with there, and I say this quite categorically, you do not have to have had already previous links with spirit in order to bring this about. It may well be a faculty that has lain hidden to do with your gift of spirit that you have as a human being, and also, of course, as a spirit having a physical existence. So the situation, my friends, may well be that you are inspired to produce this work by the contacts that you make. The drawings may be quite labored, or, alternatively, they may well be quite rapid and inspirational. Many people who have ulterior connections with the spirit world in this way very often may either draw the whole being with the eyes last, or they will draw the eyes first. And it will almost look as if you were actually looking at them, that the eyes would be looking around the room or something like that. I'm just saying that this is the impression that you get, that how it can come about that you know that it is a spirit drawing, because the look and the presentation of it is actually becomes quite different. Now, some people, of course, we know, may well be fixated or have the imagination and the inspiration of drawing beings or people who are not recognizable of the sort of form in, shall we say, the earth status, that they look a little, well, a little more than just etheric. They maybe look almost as though they are of a completely different species or a different nature other than totally human. So, for example, they may well have a different skin pigmentation other than those skin pigmentations which exist in physical form. They may have different eye color that does not exist physically on the earth plane. So you may, as a person, be linking into these beings of an altered state. So they could be beings who have, ascended or whatever. They could be beings of extreme energy and could be presented in this way. Alternatively, of course, it may well be that you as a person are actually linking into people who have long since passed, perhaps to do with the person who is sitting in front of you or standing in front of you. We can see that there is a difference here, both in the clarity of the work which is produced and the rapidity, perhaps, with which it is produced. Someone who is very most definitely inspired by the creative force within their own life experience as a spirit being may most certainly bring about this inspiration from a very early age. They may actually begin it at 4 or 5 years of age, for example, or even younger, just in the same way that you would have a musician who becomes a very gifted player, perhaps at the age of 3 or even before they can walk. You can also have an artist who is inspired by their creativity, which is brought through from the spirit world by their unique spirit nature, their own individual spirit gift that they have brought with them from the spirit world, and that is something perhaps that's never left them. So there are a great many differences between people who are inspired and by what nature energy they are inspired by. As I say, they may well be inspired, bringing a link through from their spirit to the spirit of someone else, perhaps, who has either deceased, being that they had a physical life, or maybe it is from someone in the spirit world who has not had a human physical life, but it is of some other nature. These are just as valid, of course. Doesn't mean to say they are not, just because they're not drawing human beings who once walked the earth. You see, there is quite a different nature in this. It may be that the person as well may only just work in, shall we say, charcoals or crayons or even pencil. Alternatively, they may well work in inks or paints of some description, oils or acrylic, watercolor, whatever it is. The rapidity of it may actually be something of an actual form of physical phenomena, in much the same way that the Bang sisters of earlier times used to bring about precipitation drawing and painting. And actually at the beginning of their work, they used to use actual paints, and they had an easel in between the two of them, and they both used to sit and draw and paint in, actually upon the stage where people would come and send their energy. And usually the person who was painted or drawn upon the canvas was actually a loved one from someone in the audience. Later on, of course, during their precipitation painting and drawing, their hands never even touched the easel or the board. And actually, there were situations where gasps came from the audience just as the painting was miraculously appeared upon the canvas with no human hand upon it. I understand, in fact, that they gave up using oils completely, or any form of paint, because the spirit world actually brought their own. And that, of course, was a form of real physical mediumship. That is something which can come about if the person actually makes that unique contact with the spirit world in such a fine nature.
Well, usually, physical mediumship, I know things are being developed now in daylight and in red light, but usually physical mediumship is done in the dark, and yet this obviously was done in the daylight.
In broad daylight.
Electric light as well, and that sort of thing.
Oh, yes, absolutely so. Yes, quite amazing. But, of course, you see, it is quite wonderful, really, the many different things that the spirit world are able to produce, given the right form of energy and the right ectoplasmic nature, perhaps, of the sitters involved, perhaps usually to do with the medium, whoever that may be. And so, as I say, if an artist feels so inspired, perhaps, to link through to the spirit world in some way, even if they don't, it doesn't mean to say that you're of a lesser nature. You must move away from this, I wish I could be this, or I wish I could do that. The point to take upon yourself in this way is to just remember that you are unique, and that in this respect, your link with the spirit world is also unique. There is never going to be another one like you. Nor will there exist another link the same as that can happen within the spirit world and that unites the two worlds in this way. The silver cord remains unbroken. And the situation is that all energy can become etheric, can become the bridge with this link. It just takes the energy of love to produce it.
So if you'd like to join us with a question to Gregory relating to our subject, then the phone lines are open. We'd love to hear from you. The number to call is toll-free in the US. It's 877-876-5227, and also Canada is 888-810-8322. And if there's any international callers, then it's 001-530-876-3222. But many people don't realize that they are doing it, though, do they? Like, say, many artists would not have any inclination that they are having inspiration or any sort of intervention from the spirit world to do with their art.
Yes, I understand that. I hear what you're saying in the well-tried and tested phraseology. The situation is, my friend, that many people, of course, would deny spirit world involvement or even their own involvement prior to their physical life. The point is that we have to look upon the rationale here of the very fact that people are born with inspiration, but they are also able to grow it. They're able to link with it and define it, shelter it perhaps, nurture it, and allow it to grow within the personality. So this is not taking away from any individual and saying this is not your energy, or saying that this is actually coming from the spirit world and isn't your inspiration either. Because it is. It is that inspiration. It is that link which you are developing by bringing this about. So you could not say that many of the great works of art which have been produced physically on your side of life, that they are not inspired by others who have gone before. Doesn't take away from the artist. What it means to say is that artist has purposely and beautifully linked into that infinite nature which is the universal energy of all life.
Oh, well, and many don't have any artistic training either, so...
That is very true, too.
Yeah, that must be a clue there, but...
Well, yes, you would think.
But it doesn't seem to matter in this instance. So, okay, so if somebody's not had any artistic training and really doesn't know what they're doing,
yes,
but actually creates beautiful pictures, drawings, whatever, how does the spirit guide, say it's a spirit guide working with you?
Yes.
Who is... How do they direct it? Do they direct your mind? Do they actually hold your hand and direct your hand?
Well, they may direct the mind. Alternatively, they may well actually control the arm or the hand or both physically. So it's almost as though you are not aware of what you're doing at the time consciously. It's not necessarily a conscious effort, obviously. It's a superconscious effort. So what you're actually channeling into, what you're connecting with, is absolutely the conscious energy of those beings who may be working with you in that instance. And these energies may well be felt around you, they may not. I would hazard to say that, in fact, many people who undergo this transformation, and this transformation word is so important in this because obviously it is outside of the normal physical rationale and nature. And so we call it transformational because really it is the interplay between physical life and the ether world. So yes, it will be perhaps that a doorkeeper or a helper or someone else will perhaps be very, very close to the physical agent. And what will be happening is that they will actually be concentrating upon the action of the hand or arm. They may well even be forming energy around it so that the person may even feel as though there is a sense of numbing in their hand or in their arm, and that rapidity of what they're doing then is carried out. It becomes almost as though, for example, if you were talking about a precipitation drawing or painting, that would be something that would be absolutely completed and perfect in about 20 minutes, which is very quick for a complete portrait, including the background.
Yes, that's very rare, though, isn't it?
That is very rare. But what I'm saying, though, is that many people who do this, who bring this about, are inspired by the spirit world, and perhaps maybe they may go into a slight altered state of consciousness in order to make that link, that visitation, happen. And so it may well be that what they are inspired through is through the consciousness, through the mind, but they actually look and find that the rapidity of what they are creating is as such that it isn't actually their own energy. They can understand, usually if they're honest with themselves and truthful, that it is not actually their energy that's creating it, because the style is completely different. And that, of course, also comes through into the realms of automatic writing as well.
With experience, I know that with psychic art, when it is inspired by spirit in whatever way, it's usually very quick and easy to do. There's no sort of rubbing out and making mistakes.
Yes, there are no mistakes.
You just do it from beginning to end, and
yes,
it's almost done in one go.
Oh, yes, absolutely so, in one sitting.
Mm.
Yes.
So if somebody, I know that people have had messages, say, from, in a reading and been told that they have a gift of being able to do psychic art. They've gone home with a pencil and sat there and nothing's happened. So what does somebody do in that instance?
Yes, quite so. Well, of course, you can't make it happen. The point is that if you purposely sit down and link in that way and expect to be impressed almost immediately with some fantastic ability, something completely out of your scope, it isn't actually going to happen like that. It may well be that when you sit down that what you really need to do is to learn to be objective and to allow there to be space in your mind. In much the same way when you are practicing clairvoyant arts or something like that, that what you would do is you would just really sit down and you would perhaps not necessarily think of anything else at that time, but also you wouldn't be searching either for a particular thing. Now, I have to say at the outset, if you want to do this, that naturally you would start off with the usual invocation or prayer, saying or stating exactly why it is that you want to do this, perhaps citing what exactly you want to achieve. If it is perhaps to do with psychic art or saying that you want to link into beings in the spirit world who are deceased from perhaps ancestors or people that you meet or that kind of thing, then you actually say that in your invocation before you begin. And then what I'm saying is that then what you would do is you don't look for it, you don't search for it, you just try to allow your mind and your consciousness to be blank. This absent-mindedness then allows for the possibility of those in the spirit world to draw close to you. Now, it doesn't mean to say, friends, that you actually need to be inspired at this moment. It doesn't mean to say that you would automatically get a link, that you would automatically expect to. This is something which will happen in a gradual process, but we don't want you to go too deeply either, because the point is that by going too deeply, you're not going to be in a light enough level to be able to even hold a pencil, let alone be able to become linked to the spirit world in order to make a line upon the page.
You need to have your eyes open, don't you?
Well, yes, exactly so. So what I'm saying is that really, however, you do need to practice the art of tuning in, and also the art of being able to be relaxed, not thinking about the day's events and all of that other material stuff that people tend to go on about in their physical life. So that really is an important side effect to this. I'm not saying that you can't do it if you're busy-minded, but the point is that you need to have these absent spaces where you would allow beings in the spirit world to draw close to you. And that is a very important issue, I feel.
Oh, absolutely. So there are many famous artists that still work with people here, aren't there?
Oh, yes. Absolutely so, yes. Many from the spirit world are doing just that. But it isn't only that. The beings who are in the spirit world don't necessarily have to be artists. What they have to be doing is, and many of them are that they are just very loving beings. Children, for example, very often have quite a hand in spirit art because of their energy, because their energy purity is something which is uninvolved in negativity or ill will, and never has been, perhaps, throughout their short lives. And so spirit children may well, in point of fact, from the ether world, be bringing forward great energy and great centers of opportunity. It is usually a very vibrant energy coming from spirit children, which actually then comes to motivate and bring great positivity to the state of the artist at work.
So say if it's an older person, so what I'm getting at is you were saying that it could be a child that is good at, say, art, that was good at that in the spirit world, that was born like that, if you know what I mean,
yes,
and never
yes.
lost it.
Yes, absolutely.
But if it's an older person, their gifts of their training can go far beyond, if you know what I mean. Their ability is far beyond their training, and then you can tell that they are being inspired. Certain people's work is actually quite different.
Oh, yes, absolutely so. In exactly the same way, my friend, that you may well have a child who has an amazing perception of three-dimensional space, even presented in a two-dimensional way upon a canvas. Perhaps, for example, their influences from someone like Salvador Dali or whomsoever, you see. And you would have this state of inspiration brought about, perhaps, toward a child who is alternatively thought of as being, shall we say, doing God's work or whatever in the inspirational fields. But you can absolutely obviously see that the way the mechanic has been formed, the actual stature of the work, is something ulterior to the child's mental ability. And that may well be, as I say, an inspirational point which comes through from their journey in the spirit world prior to their physical state, perhaps purely because they actually linked with that being at the time.
Absolutely, and we would probably call them an indigo child or something like that, wouldn't we?
Well, yes, I understand.
Because we like to have names for...
Yes, names and labels for different children with different practicalities and abilities.
So, okay, so you say that it can be directed from your mind.
Yes, absolutely. That doesn't mean to say that the spirit world are taking over that person's mind. It is a condition of gratitude, really, I have to say, from the point of the spirit world, that someone is prepared to listen to them in the physical side of life. The point is, you see, that so many people, human beings at this time, are, in a sense, they're almost looking as though they're fed up with the material existence, not giving it up exactly, but they're actually seeing that it's only fulfilling them to a certain point. So it means to say then that there is this direction, this change, shift, if you like. People call it an energy shift. I would rather more humbly say that it is for people to understand the real direction and purpose of their life. It isn't that they're shifting from one perception or another, but it is through realization that transformation is taking place to the real goal and objective of the human condition.
Okay, I'd like to say thank you for those who may have just joined us on Spirit's Work. You're listening to Spirit Guide Gregory Hay, being channeled by Deep Trance Medium Mick Avery. I'm Sylvie Avery, and we're talking about psychic art and automatic writing. And if you'd like to join us with a question relating to our subject, then the phone lines are open. The number to call is toll-free in the US, 877-876-5227, Canada, 888-810-8322, and any international callers, it's 001-530-876-3222, but that number, national number, is not free, I'm afraid. Okay. So when they are impressing you, sometimes they give you words, sometimes it's feelings or literally an impression.
Yes.
Can you divide your development for this up into the two groups of sitting for your attunement with your guide separately to when you want to draw, and then actually just sitting down to draw with your eyes open and maybe finding a different level of vibration and attunement at a different time?
Yes, absolutely so. In fact, I would recommend it. Quite simply, of course, you want to actually be able to say at the time, I wish to be inspired, or as I say, there is always an invocation involved, because you're linking with the spirit world and because you're being respectful of yourself and the energies you wish to be involved in your life, to bring you inspiration, to work with you. As I said at the outset of this, it may not be something which happens straight away. It may take a little while for the progress to actually become understandable. For example, you may well have mental blocks about the situation. So there will be time involved in bringing about this.
Yes, I would think that you could try too hard. You know, you could have a natural gift at it.
Oh, absolutely.
And be doing very well, thank you. And then actually, I'm going to try and develop this further and
and destroy it.
Yes, totally. Try too much.
Yes, and particularly as well, because sometimes if a person's directive, their own personal directive of, I found something else, I want to do this, I want to do this, and then that becomes a central focus for energy, for development, for anxiety, which also comes about because of your need, your requirement, your decision to make this work. It needs to work. It needs to flower, have body, have situations that give you evidence that it's truth. Yes?
Oh, absolutely.
And that is quite understandable. But unfortunately, what happens then in applying that form of energy to a problem, to a situation, any situation, it sometimes disturbs it. So that you are perhaps giving it too much, expecting too much from the moment, and actually what you're doing is just like you are trying to look at a fish under the water, and you can't see the fish because you're actually paddling in it. Or someone else is disturbing the water with their hand, perhaps throwing a stick in or a stone. So whatever you do, you need to be calm and collected about the contact you wish to make. You need to be able to bring that inspiration and that link with the spirit world to the very nature of your inner core being.
Well, I guess another thing is, could they not give you, like a mental picture?
Well, absolutely.
Previous to the drawing, and maybe if you were good at art anyway, that would be, like a good start.
Oh, yes, absolutely so. Yes, and of course, the situation is then that, do not forget that when you're actually creating this, when you're actually laying upon the brushwork, you're laying the paint on, or the crayon, or whatever it is, medium that you're working with, you're actually becoming more absent the more that you do it. And so the link with the spirit world, with your own spirit, is something which is becoming more akin and second nature to the envelope of change and transformation you are bringing about in your life with this contact. That's the thing to realize, really, that once you step into it, that you and it, the inspiration, is becoming at one. The more that you work with it, the more at one and synchronized this link becomes.
It's more, it's almost a meditative state in itself, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Doing
so.
Art, drawing, even when you're not very good at it, but if you get lost in it.
Yes, absolutely so, my friend. Exactly the same way that Navajo sand painting is created, is by them linking in through to the spirit world, to their ancestral heritage, all of those many thousands and hundreds of thousands of beings who have lived before them within their ancestral memory, and they're bringing through all of this wealth of knowledge and understanding, these gifts. And in that way, of course, that is a great seed of inspiration. In just the same way, my friends, you could be inspired by different forms of beings. Some people, for example, are very fortunate in being able to draw plants and flowers and that kind of thing, and yet may well not be able to draw a horse or dog or cat or fish. The point is, the more that you link with this energy, as with anything, the more creative this will become, and the more in touch and more sacred you will find this journey pathway.
What about automatic writing? I've seen varying versions of it, from joined up writing, like where there's no gap in between the words even, so you get lines and lines, pages and pages of just words that are all joined up.
Yes.
No gap.
Yes,
I've seen somebody that does that.
Yes, absolutely.
That's really difficult to read, but...
Yes, quite so. And sometimes, of course, that is something which is brought about not actually by a physical hand at all, but is actually brought about perhaps on a videotape or something like that, that may even be sealed in its all original manufactured package. Mm-hmm. And that, so you take the package out, you put the tape into the machine, and up comes this image of a complete story, or perhaps a short passage or something like that. And actually what happens there is that the spirit world brings forward a photographic mechanism which actually enables them to write purposely upon the magnetic tape. It is actually using the magnetic structure of the tape with a certain element of force field which the spirit world are able to use and manipulate that force field, almost as though it's a bit like you would use a pen of light in order to scribe your name on something, or in order to look at something that wasn't of your normal physical nature. So perhaps then, if you wanted to look at something with a very, very small beam of light, and you wanted to illuminate it for a specific purpose, perhaps you were using it in order to study it under a microscope or something like that. You would use a very small, fine pen of light in order to illuminate it. In just the same way in the spirit world, we have mechanisms which are able to be used and utilized in some circumstances, I have to add, not in every case, but in some circumstances, these can be used to break through the magnetic structure of something like tape and actually impregnate an image upon it.
Sounds a bit like a laser.
Oh, yes, very similar.
What about, could you do that on
the TV? We have lasers in the spirit world. But they are not of the same design, obviously, that you would have in the physical mechanical world. But actually, it is still using fractionated light generated by a series of energy expressions, perhaps through links with other organs of the physical world. It may be to do with links of specific energy structures, or the way in which energy is able to be brought about in the spirit world, which may, of course, come from certain star systems, or it may actually be purely etheric energy brought out of the condition of love. So the point to remember is that, so that is one form of automatic writing which doesn't actually have an inhibition of using a physical object like a pencil or something like that. Or the other form, of course, is the more normal form, and that would be where someone becomes inspired, or perhaps they make a connection, usually in bed at night, or perhaps they're in the sleep state, and they actually suddenly wake up and be inspired to write. Usually, my friends, the thing that destroys that is that the interplay with the physical mind comes in and disturbs the water of that connection. So really what you need to do is, if you're a person who this happens to, and it may well be, of course, that the writings that come about are not necessarily tied to anything in particular. They may not be tied to that person's physical mind, of course, because it's coming from the spirit world. So it may not actually be that it's a conversation perhaps that's within that person's mind. It could be something ulterior to that.
There's certain pieces of work. I mean, there's J.K. Rowling, Tolkien. I mean, there's certain novels and fictional stories and things that are just, there has to be something to do with being inspired by other forces.
Well, of course, yes, because that's the point, really, that many human beings are inspired by their links with the spirit world, whether they regard them or not. And as I say, again and again, this is not to take away anything from the person, from the individual in saying this. It is a structure. It is part of their linking in with the structure of all things.
Well, it's perfect harmony, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely so. And that's what perfect harmony creates, my friend. It creates the ambience, the right setting, the right atmospherics for you to link with the spirit world and to link with your own spirit. Isn't that what you're supposed to be doing anyway? You see, so the actual identity isn't what's important. What is important is the content, the structure of what is being produced, the beauty within it, perhaps all the knowledge, the wisdom within it. These are the situations which illuminate physical life and which illuminate the spirit world, I have to say. It doesn't just end with the physical world. It isn't just that everything is brought about at the behest of physical beings, but that it is, of course, all unified. The spirit world and physical world are one, after all.
And that includes other planets, and that brings me on to other people that write, that write words that aren't from this world. And
yes, different languages and structures.
Absolutely, totally.
Of course, yes. And that is, of course, exactly the same situation and notation that can be produced simply in the spirit world. In fact, that is much of what goes on in the spirit world, is that we don't necessarily have to know all of every language that exists in the universe. It is necessary because language is something which is completely unified in a completely opposite way to its distraction in physical life. Because people see language as such a barrier, a potential barrier in any case.
Yes.
The point is that in the spirit world, it isn't a barrier. It's just, oh, you speak Urdu, or you speak this or that. But the thoughts are the same. The intention and the intonation, the energy that comes from the ethic of that being, they may not actually show it on the surface of their physical life, that they are about to do some such activity, but actually that is within the precept of mind. The conscious thought is something which is an ever-evolving stream, and that is something, when linked with the spirit world, becomes absolutely unique, defined, and instant. So, in the spirit world, we don't necessarily bother about the boundaries of physical words, because they're meaningless and unnecessary. We go upon, we move upon the situation of inspiration and the energy between us. That is what counts. That is truly what counts. It is a shame, in a sense, that many people in the physical world do not realize this. It's the energy between us.
Well, I mean, if you're managing to write, and I don't mean just a couple of words, you know, great essays in some alien language that you don't understand, that you've never seen before. I mean, that is total surrender to the energy, isn't it?
Oh, yes, absolutely so. Of course, some people may be quite frightened by this, skeptical even. How can you possibly be skeptical when you have someone who is inspired to bring through a language that nobody else knows and can actually syllabalize and be constant about the way of the flow of the language and its meaning, in just the same way that people from your modern history, from your modern understanding now, have to learn hieroglyphics. Perhaps even coming up to it, if you remember the way that people studied it when they first saw it, perhaps the early Victorians or whomsoever that was, who went and discovered different aspects, parts of the geophysical world in which you live, looking and studying at different forms of humanity as they existed, their language structure and all of the intonation within that was something that gradually became learnt. But to some people, when they actually studied those forms of language, they actually saw that hieroglyphics were, in a sense, they related to it, almost as though they had a form of out-of-body experience to do with it, quite simply because it was actually a language structure that was there previously, and also that they're linking in with ancestors from that particular race.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And so what about if somebody was going to do some psychic arc, arc, and draw your guide for you.
Yes.
What is it that you're supposed to tune into? So say you've been doing this, you've been dabbling at doing psychic art, just drawing things that come, and you want to have a go at doing that.
Yes.
Drawing people's guides.
Yes, well, obviously, of course, if you can, the best place, I would say, to begin learning to do that would be to go to a spiritual center of some form, some sort. Even if you don't want to do that, if you go to a church, perhaps you may already be a member of a local church. It doesn't have to be something of a spirit nature, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
It can just be anyone in that form of vibration, of loving awareness. They're making a connection, don't forget, even in a... Yes, in any form of build, in any collection of people, where they are praying or where they are bringing positive, loving energy toward a deity, no matter what it is,
okay.
It doesn't matter. And what they're doing is they are accentuating their energy. They are bringing their contact with God, whatever that icon is. It's immaterial. The form and method is what raises the vibration. That is what brings the link with the energy of the universe, with the energy love of perhaps ancestors of theirs, perhaps they're sending a prayer, a thought out, someone in need, perhaps they're praying for someone who has just passed. That may well be an inspiration, a connection that you as an artist may link with. I suggest perhaps that you sit at the back.
Sit at the back of the church?
Yes, or at the side or something like that. Mm. And just very, very quietly, don't make a song and dance about it, but just very, very quietly just connect. And within that connection, hopefully you will be successful. It may not be.
So you focus on somebody in particular?
You will be inspired. In exactly the same way that clairvoyants usually see a light upon someone's head, or perhaps they're drawn to a particular person because their energy is something which illuminates toward them. That is, in fact, their spirit linking in with that person's spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps there is a need from the part of the spirit world for you to have that link. And then as you work on that link, as you connect with that energy, you will be releasing certain energy backwards and forwards between the spirit world and that person.
Okay, so then you just go how you're impressed to go. I mean,
absolutely,
I suppose there's any way of knowing that it's accurate, though, is there really?
No, that's not the point. The point is that you make the effort, that you bring the link to you, and you draw that energy towards you because you're making the effort. You've established the contact.
Mm.
It doesn't matter if the contact is a bit haphazard or perhaps they go after a while. Now, if it's a spirit center, for example, and the person is perhaps making a link with someone from the platform, perhaps it's a medium who is making a link, and the point is then the artist, you as an artist involved in that situation, you may perhaps wish to actually use the energy of the link with the medium and the client,
mm-hmm.
and use that as a way of illuminating the subject. And that is actually what happens. That's how it works, because the spirit world are always already working with that person in that connection. And what you can do as a human being, you're not riding on somebody else's coattails, but what you're actually doing is pinpointing your energy toward them too. You're giving them loving energy. Don't forget that. Loving energy is important. And that will be something which will bring you an inspiration. So it may be something that you only draw a fleeting outline. And gradually, don't worry about it. It will get better. It will become more involved.
And I suppose if it's relative, that's probably easier to tell if it's accurate.
Oh, yes, absolutely so. So what I would suggest is that perhaps you would then, at the end of the session that you have done, you may be satisfied with your work, you may not. Don't worry about it if you're not satisfied. You can still go up perhaps to the person and obviously ask their forgiveness and the intrusion in their nature, but ask them if perhaps refer to a particular drawing that you've done of someone you were inspired to link with who was around them at the time of their reading and say, well, is this a likeness of anyone that you feel may have connected with you during your reading or during your sitting? You see, you have to be very giving to the moment.
And practice
That's
on friends.
Important thing. And practice on friends, yes, family members.
Okay, well, that was that was a lovely show, and we've come to the end, I'm afraid.
Oh, very well, then.
I know, yes.
Well, we have to talk next time about the different other forms of automatic writing and how they're actually produced.
Absolutely, yeah.
And the mechanisms behind that.
Yeah, and we'll have to, and everybody, don't forget to go to our website to see Gregory's picture of that was done by a friend of ours, Brigitte. Except your hair's a bit tidy on it, isn't it?
Yes,
it
needs
to be a bit roughly.
It never was that smart, really.
But the rest of it is quite accurate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Quite so.
Okay.
Very well, then.
Well, thank you very much, Gregory.
You are most welcome, my dear friends, and with love and light and blessings be upon your pathway and upon your journey, may you all be peaceful in that energy of love.
Okay. Thank you, Gregory.
God bless.
Okay, don't forget, if you want a mini Akashic reading on our show in a few weeks' time, do get in touch with me on enq@spirit-teaching.com. My name is Sylvie Avery. Thank you for listening. And until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye. Thank you.